When an athlete reaches its absolute highest level of performance, they call that the A-game. When a business reaches its highest level, BMC calls it the Autonomous Digital Enterprise. See for yourself at bmc.com/A-game.
ES Audio.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, how robot waiters are helping combat the staff shortage. Goodbye, Facebook. Hello, Meta.
I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta.
But there's been a huge reaction to Mark Zuckerberg's new name announcement. Many are questioning the motives behind the change and whether they're going to address the key issues raised about the company recently, such as security, misinformation, privacy, and children's welfare. Plus, as you might expect, social media is now awash with Meta-inspired memes and jokes. Even Twitter is getting in on it, posting on their official account that they had big news, followed by, lol, joke. Still Twitter. Next.
So we launch from Florida. We will be accelerated in around 10 minutes up to 28,000 kilometers per hour. And we fly along the coast all the way up to Canada and then like towards Ireland. Once we reach the UK, we are in space.
That's ESA astronaut Matthias Maurer, who's blasting off on his Cosmic Kiss mission. Cosmic Kiss will be the first space mission for Matthias, and during his time in orbit, he will support more than 100 experiments on the ISS. Some of the experiments will advance our knowledge in the future of space exploration and trips to the moon.
Yes, flying to the moon? I believe we will see it in very few years. So our NASA colleagues planned it for 2024. I think there will be a delay. But by the mid-20s, I'm pretty sure we will see another American man and the first American woman walking on the moon.
As well as human health to science.
And the technology that we developed for space, we use directly on the ground as well to fight climate change. I mean, all the solar power generation on the ground, it is a heritage of our space technology.
Now, scientists have announced the naming of a new species of human ancestor. Homo pedonis first lived in Africa around 500,000 years ago, during the Middle Pleistocene era. Researchers say this period in history is vital because it also saw the rise of our own species, Homo sapiens, in Africa, our closest relatives and the Neanderthals in Europe. However, this time is known as the Muddle in the Middle because human evolution during this age is poorly understood. The hope is to bring some clarity to this important chapter. Next.
Please choose the tray again and enter your table number. Yeah.
That's Bellabot, one of the three new waiters at Gravity Southside in Wandsworth. She works there alongside Finbot and Ollibot. The team of robots have clocked in at the department store of Fun to assist their staff delivering food to the customers. And don't worry, they're being taken care of.
We're not taking advantage of robots over humans. These robots will be paid an hourly wage, which will be donated to charity.
That's Michael Harrison, co-founder of Gravity. And they're even thinking of bringing in a special robot to deal with those late night crowds.
We have toyed with maybe introducing a rude robot for a little bit later at night, who might give you a bit more of an abrupt answer if you was abrupt to him, but we're working on that. Maybe a drunk robot might be the next one we introduce. These look, they are an element of fun. They will serve a great purpose.
Now, Jupiter's swirling Great Red Spot goes much deeper into the planet than we'd previously realised. The Great Red Spot can be seen from Earth as a huge scarlet red circle on the surface of Jupiter. But close up, its storm is swirling 16,000 kilometres across the planet, big enough to swallow Earth whole, and has been going for hundreds of years. NASA has been using the Juno spacecraft to get more detail about the planet than has ever been known before. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, ever wondered why giant pandas are black and white? Why not hit follow in the meantime?
This message is for UK citizens between the 7th and 13th of February.
If someone has COVID-19 in your workplace, they breathe it out in particles. Particles that linger in the air like smoke and could be breathed in by other employees and customers. Keeping workspaces well ventilated helps disperse these particles. So open windows and doors regularly. Check mechanical ventilation is providing enough fresh air, and consider using a CO2 monitor to help keep the air safe. Stop COVID-19 hanging around. Find out more at gov.uk/workingsafely.
The Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by Moneyfarm, the digital wealth management platform that combines smart tech with top experts. With Moneyfarm, you can invest in the world you want. They can help you create a socially responsible portfolio with investment choices prioritizing companies' environmental and social impact. It's available via web or app, and unlike other wealth management platforms, Moneyfarm offers a dedicated team of experienced experts to guide you. Visit moneyfarm.com/tech and use the code TECH to get 1 month of no fees when you sign up. With investing, your capital is at risk. T's and C's apply.
Welcome back. The European Commission has opened an investigation into Nvidia's acquisition of the British chip design company Arm. The £29 billion deal was announced in September, and regulators are concerned Nvidia could use the move to restrict access to Arm's technology, which powers the majority of the world's smartphones. Nvidia has promised it will maintain Arm's open licensing model. Officials said the tech giant, the world's largest graphic and artificial intelligence chip maker, had offered concessions in an attempt to address its concerns. But the Commission said it still had serious doubts about the deal. Ever wondered why giant pandas are black and white? Well, scientists think they now actually know. Even though we might think that their colours make them stand out, the opposing shades of their fur actually play a counterintuitive but crucial defensive role in the mountain forest where they're normally found. The new study from the University of Bristol, the Chinese Academy of Scientists, and the University of Jyväskylä discovered that the combined extremes allow them to camouflage themselves more effectively against different aspects of a given backdrop and helps them avoid predators in the wild. And finally, in honour of Halloween this weekend, we thought we'd help you out. The app ReFace has a new feature that transforms selfies into videos of personalised digital avatars of the undead. Well, that's horrifying. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we'll bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard, here in London. We'll be back on Monday at 1 p.m. See you then.
At Marcus by Goldman Sachs, we know the importance of a good recommendation. Like saving for a rainy day. Good recommendation. Wearing flip-flops on that day. Bad recommendation. That's why being awarded which recommended provider for savings 2021 is not only important for us, but for our customers to know their savings are in a good place. Open your high-interest, easy-access savings account today from just £1. Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
This message is for UK citizens between the 7th and 13th of February.
If someone has COVID-19 in your workplace, they breathe it out in particles. Particles that linger in the air like smoke and could be breathed in by other employees and customers. Keeping workspaces well ventilated helps disperse these particles. So open windows and doors regularly. Check mechanical ventilation is providing enough fresh air, and consider using a CO2 monitor to help keep the air safe. Stop COVID-19 hanging around. Find out more at gov.uk/workingsafely.